I want to close out our service with just a brief thought from the Word of God in Luke chapter 2. Very familiar passage of Scripture in verse number 7. As Joseph had taken Mary to Bethlehem, was looking for a place to stay. And verse number 7 tells us, "For she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger." And then to explain why he was laid in a manger, which certainly was not the cleanest place to lay him, nor the customary place to lay a newborn baby, God tells us why the baby was laid in the manger. And that was simply because there was no room for them in the inn. And I'd like to just take just a minute and consider that thought, no room for them. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the message that's already gone forth through song and scripture. And now as we just spend just a moment considering just a simple thought, challenge our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As I consider that thought, no room, I wonder this morning if perhaps we're struggling in the busyness of life, and then added to that, the busyness of the Christmas season, if maybe we've allowed the same mistake that this innkeeper made and not allowed Christ room in our lives. And I wonder maybe in our homes if there's no room for Christ in our homes during this season as we are so busy. Is there no room or no time for prayer to spend time with our Savior? Is there no room to spend time in God's Word and to hear what He has to say with us or to us on a daily basis? Is there no time or no room for our families to be in church as they ought to when the doors are open? Is there no room, especially during this Christmas time season, in our family budget for our Savior? You see, this innkeeper turned Joseph and Mary away and lost that divine and great privilege of having the baby born in his inn because he said, "I have no room." Often today, there's no room for Jesus in the workplace. For those of us that are in the workplace, do you have room for Jesus in your workplace? We're bullied into thinking that we cannot pray in the workplace. We're bullied into thinking that we can't bow our head in prayer before our meals in the workplace. We're bullied into thinking that we can't mention the name of Jesus in the workplace. I mentioned in Sunday school how nice it is that we have, or maybe it was announced, I don't even remember now. I just enjoyed the songs so much, but how in the workplaces or in the stores, it's nice to hear Merry Christmas being said once again. But for so long, we're bullied into thinking you couldn't say that. How about you? This innkeeper lost such a wonderful blessing of having the Christ child born in his inn because he turned them away saying, "I have no room." Anymore today, we're also bullied into thinking there's no room in the schoolhouse. We have some young people here that perhaps attend school, and is there no room for Christ in the schoolhouse? We know what has happened for those of us that are older and can see how things have changed in our culture since Jesus was kicked out of our schools officially. And so often when a young person tries to stand up and do anything that has to do with Christ, they all automatically claim separation of church and state, and you can't do that, they say. Our country says there's no more room for Jesus in the schoolhouse, and yet we still have freedoms. Jesus is still welcome in the schoolhouse. I talk to my daughter and son-in-law. They go into the public school once a week and have a Bible club and share Bible stories. There's still room for Jesus in the schoolhouse. And what about when we're on vacation? We travel a lot during the Christmas season. I'm glad I've got two of my children that live away. Well, I guess we have to count Abby now. But tomorrow we'll actually have all five children at home, at least for a few hours together. And what a wonderful time that will be. I'm glad that we can travel and spend time with family. Family is so important. But so often we go on vacation and we don't have room for Jesus to go with us, do we? No time for the Bible, no time for prayer, no time for church. With the internet and everything we have today, there should be no reason why we can't find a good church. Kind of warn you, if you just go on vacation and don't plan where you go to church, you might wind up somewhere you regret being in. And I'm smiling because My son Philip was telling me about an experience that he recently had, went to a church that he was invited to and found out it wasn't what he was looking for. Let's just put it that way and be very polite. But there's no reason for that. We should be able to take God along with us on vacation and make time for Him on vacation. You see, this innkeeper lost a tremendous blessing. Wouldn't you like to be the one in heaven and be able to say, yes, it was my inn where Jesus was born? And everybody would go, ooh, and everybody would go, ah. Everybody would say, man, I wish I stood in your sandals that day. But no, he lost that blessing, didn't he? Because he had no room. Let's not make that same mistake. Whether it be during the Christmas time season or whether it be any other day of the year, let's make sure we make room for our Savior Jesus Christ, who loved us so much that he left the splendor of heaven to come to this earth to die. Not to be worshipped, not to be adored, though we do those things, but he came to die so that you could have eternal life, so that you could go to heaven, because he knew you were a sinner, and he knew because of that sin you could not spend eternity in heaven. And he knew there was nothing you could do to atone for your sin. He knew there were no works of righteousness. He knew there was no amount of penance you could pay to earn even a half a second in heaven. And so he said, I will voluntarily come to the earth. I will voluntarily give up my life on the cross. Because he knew that's what was necessary. And so if you're here this morning and you're not 100% sure you're on your way to heaven, please don't leave the building this morning without talking to me or Pastor Willman. Boy, we'd love to show you out of God's Word, not stuff we made up, but what God said, how you can make room in your heart this Christmas season for Jesus to secure your place in heaven above for all eternity. Nothing would make a better Christmas than that. Well, let's be dismissed in prayer. Father, we're grateful for your blessing to us. Thank you for the message that has gone forth so wonderfully in song and through the reading of the Scripture. Thank you for everyone who was willing to have a part. And Father, now as that message is fresh in our heart, Father, let us make that commitment in our hearts that we'll make room. And Lord, that we'll recognize you for all that you are, our Savior, our King, our Lord, Almighty God. And Father, we could go on with the list of who you are because, Father, we just can't comprehend you in all your fullness. But Father, now bless us as we go. Father, may your grace sustain us and your face shine upon us. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.